What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Catty Ange.
And this is Animal City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you have not already, be sure to like, share, subscribe to us on our Animal City Movie Talk page. Subscribe to us. You know what to do, guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And let's get right to it. We are super excited and at the same time cannot believe there's only two Disney animation movies coming out this year, one Marvel movie coming out this year. This is a weird year for us. But at the same time, though, I kind of feel like they're doing this because Disney's, you know, my boy, Papa Iger, is just popping in and kind of, he took a step back. He actually came out, I forgot to mention this, Angela, so let's hear this out. So before we start talking about Inside Out 2 trailer, one thing's for sure, the Disney CEO, Bob Iger, actually, there was a little press junket this week that he actually went ahead and canceled projects that were still in the works that he canceled a lot of projects. Mm. So now, and he put out a statement saying, you know, pretty much that we are focused on quality over quantity. And I'm excited for that because Disney hasn't really been hitting it with home runners too much.
Especially with their shows, I guess they're putting out.
And we're huge Disney fans.
Okay. Yeah, they're putting okay. Especially some of the Star Wars stuff. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed with that. But I am excited for this new change. Hopefully it's for the best. We want that quality, you know. Yeah. A lot of those really good shows to come back. You know, I can't wait. So hopefully, I don't know what show's been canceled. This is news to me.
Yeah.
I will look it up later.
For sure.
But hopefully whatever they do put out going forward within the next year or two, it is, you know, something to look forward to.
Sorry about that, guys. We actually had to put on the Disney magic here, but
gosh, how long has it been? Inside Out, I think the first one.
It's been a while.
Let me see if I can pull out the exact
date. It's been a while, in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Almost,
wow.
Almost 10 years.
Dang.
It's been nine years.
Wow. Okay. So looking at the cast for this new one that's going to come out soon, I did notice they recasted some people, and I'm a little disappointed about that.
I am as well, but let's give it we'll talk about that after this review, guys. Let's watch the trailer. I'm excited for this trailer.
See how it is. I think, didn't we see like a teaser before? So this is the official trailer.
Let's go. Let's talk movies, guys. Disney.
Is Joy coming to you live in Riley's mind? Make some noise! Sadness is in the house. It's anger.
Beat his voice and change.
We gotta get our mouth guard, people.
Fear. No, not Alice. Disgust. Glad to have her on our team. Our little girl's growing up so fast.
Ow.
It should be nothing but smooth sailing.
I'm anxiety. Where can I put myself?
A new emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean, we?
I'm envy.
Look at your hair. Oh, yeah, not happening.
That's on we.
On what?
It's what you would call the boredom.
What's your name, big fella?
That's embarrassment.
Welcome to headquarters, embarrassment. Oh, we're doing a fit. No. Oh, no. Going high. Oh, you got a weird sweaty palm there, buddy.
Wow.
Look, we all have a job to do. I plan for the future.
You want to sit with us?
These girls are so cool.
We can't let her know we're excited.
I got this.
Joy, I'm just curious. Maybe I could.
Thank you. Not now.
Yeah.
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
Are you feeling all right? Yeah.
I know change is scary.
Let's do this.
Hey, Riley.
But we need new friends or we'll be totally alone in high school. Out with the old, in with the new. Riley's life requires more sophisticated emotions than all of you.
You can't just bottle us up.
We are suppressed emotions.
Let Operation New Riley begin.
What?
You aren't packed yet?
I'm the worst!
Well, that's a preview of the next 10 years.
Come on! Riley needs us! Have I ever steered you wrong before?
Many times.
What is that?
It's the sarcasm!
Sarcasm?
Boy, are we so lucky we ran into you guys!
Boy, are we so lucky we ran into
Those guys are jerks.
Oh, man. Okay, Angela, what'd you think of this?
Oh, my God. It looks so cute. Oh, my God. Just the little things, like just the little mannerisms, like the sarcasm.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh my gosh. That song went in the braces thing. And then it's just so relatable. Like, we all went through that phase, you know, being a teenager. And I think this is going to have not only a lot of cool, interesting, little cute, creative moments with certain things like that, like the first movie, like the train of thought, and you know, all that stuff that they had, like, oh, the facts and opinions, they look the same.
So
I think it's also going to have a lot of good deep message in this. The first one knocked it out of the park with a deep message, you know, the overall takeaway from that. I feel like this is going to bring that same energy. Like, it's going to have a beautiful sentimental takeaway that we all can relate to. It's gonna have those funny, quip, little creative little things in there. It looks so funny. I wasn't expecting the ennui, the boredom. I know we saw anxiety in the teaser, right? And she said, like, oh, we, and they're like, what do you mean we? So we didn't know exactly what that meant, but now I think it's these characters are just so funny, like embarrassment and the boredom, envy. It's just so funny.
Anxiety.
I did not expect, though. My jaw dropped when they were basically like in prison. Their original emotions were in prison, and it kind of makes sense because, you know, when we get to that level, I think she's 13, right? She's a teenager.
Anxiety is crazy.
All changes, right? Like, teenagers are a whole nother level, a whole nother breed. So it makes sense why it's so much change. But it looks so funny. Like I said, it looks like it continues the magic from the first one, and this gets me so excited.
Yeah, you know, so this, the thing is with me is that with sequels and everything, any sequel, right, it has to make sense. And I feel like that when Bob Iger first announced this in a conference call and everything, that we're doing Inside Out 2, we're doing the next Frozen, we're doing the next Toy Story, at the same time I was like, why? And then two, after watching this trailer, it's like, oh, now it makes sense. It makes sense. The story is strong. I feel like this story is, it ignites itself. It's a fire. It's really good. This story itself is going to really calibrate on a different level here. And I feel like we're going to go even more deeper than the first one did. I feel like in a weird way that this movie's going to go more deeper, more emotional, because there's a lot more emotions in here. Bill Hader's not casted in here as Fear anymore, which is very sad.
And Mindy Kaling is not discussed anymore,
which is very sad. But we do get new people as well. We got Maya Hawke in here, which is Ethan Hawke's daughter. Anxiety.
I didn't know she was casted, but then when I read that she was, I was like, oh, I could hear it right away.
Yeah, so she sounded amazing in here. There's still a lot of mixed emotions that I'm just like, wow, this makes total sense. I see where this story's going, and at the end of the day, does this trailer get me excited for this movie? Yes, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And now I understand why Bob Iger's like quality over quantity, because this quality of a film with Pixar and everything, it looks good. It looks fantastic. I'm excited to see joy. I'm excited to see sadness. I'm excited to see anger as well. Yeah. I enjoy anger.
This cast is pretty cool. The new emotions. So we have the Maya Hawke's anxiety. Yeah. We have fresh off her Hulu sweep of awards for The Bear. We have, I think, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Ayo Edebiri.
Yeah.
She's great. I've seen her in a lot of stuff upcoming. Great. So she's Envy. She's the cute little one. and then Adele, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she plays Ennui, which is the boredom. Yeah. And then Paul Walter Hauser, embarrassment.
Yeah, Paul Walker Hauser. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw him from...
he's a lot of stuff.
But the one, the famous one...
He's Itonya, Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell.
He's actually in Black Klansman as well. Yeah. He's a great actor. And knowing that they're giving a little bit more voice acting, more talent in here for the most part. It's great talent in here. And I'm excited to see where this story's going to go. I'm excited to see what more. This movie looks... Take your tissues, guys, because you're probably going to cry. And I'm going to cry too.
This makes me want to rewatch the first one again. Yes. Every time I see the first one, I do cry. And this one again, I agree with you. It's going to bring the magic of the first one.
Yes.
It's going to bring better.
I feel like this is going to bring the magic back into Disney movies that we are lacking. Yes. That we are lacking so much on, thanks to Bob Chapek and everything.
It looks beautifully animated. Yes. Like, the first one was beautiful. Yeah. It was so creative. Yeah. It was so
And this looks cool like even more creative, too, where they go just a whole body, the whole body parts, not body parts, but like the whole, like, where the memories are and everything. It looks like we're getting sarcasms in there as well. So it's very
already,
different.
Yeah, we've already seen, like, the inner workings of, like, deep thought and everything from the first one. But, it looks like it takes us to a new place.
Yes.
And so I can't wait. This makes me excited.
I want to see more of the adults too, like the adult emotions that we kind of got. We only got them really in the short
I mean, there's little parts, like certain ones, like remember where she gets her first fight and it's like the mom and the dad. And they're at the table, they're eating.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, don't make me put the foot down. And they're like, the foot is down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, and so like I want to see the adult emotions, because it just looks so good. It's so well written. It looks like, and I'm excited to see what more is going to come out of this movie. But I'm truly excited. Cannot wait to see this at a theater, and to have that theater experience. I can't wait to see it at the movies.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a movie for all. And oh, yeah. I can't wait for it to come. Better come already.
Yep.
When does it come out?
It comes out in June. So ready for the summer. Ready for the summer release.
For those kids. It's a good family feel.
Yep. It really is. June 14th, 2024. So I'm excited for it. I really am. And I can't wait to see it. I really can't. But yeah, we'll leave it at that, guys. Thank you so much. Questions for you guys. Did you enjoy this film? Are you excited to see Inside Out 2? I know most of the people are pretty much sure are going to see this movie. I guarantee you they are. Because how well the first one did. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much. Make us a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You can call Ryan 680.
Angela at that Kelly Ange.
It's Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much. See you at the movies. Laters.